Well, I do believe that if anything, this past week in all of the preparations and getting ready to be here in this space this morning, everything's been a pretty stark reminder that we are still a congregation in transition. An analogy that I've used more than once during this time is that we are very similar to those very first century followers of Jesus, the first apostles in the book of Acts. Things were changing regularly and rapidly. The next step wasn't always clear. But every step was indeed so ordained by the Lord and ultimately a blessing despite how difficult it may have been. Well, one of those apostles, the apostle whom Jesus loved, John, St. John that our congregation is named after, John lived a life in the face of danger and not of his own choosing. He lived a life in the face of danger, of ever-constant change, attack, arrest, exile, but always a life dedicated to the Lord and lived in the guidance and direction of Jesus himself. John lived to be well into his 90s. And just before he died, he was given a glimpse of all things from the Lord. And he was instructed by the Lord to write them down. And we have those writings in the book of Revelation. In essence, in the book of Revelation, we are given a picture behind the curtain, if you will. Workings of the Lord, of his angels, workings of the entire cosmic realm that we know nothing about. Behind the scenes view of things, some things that we can understand, but very many things that we will never be able to comprehend in this life. The curtain has been drawn back to reveal the work behind the scenes. And I do believe that, as many of you know, especially the mothers in the congregation, as today is Mother's Day, you know what behind-the-scenes work is like, don't you? The work keeping home in order, work of loving and nurturing, love of making sure that all things get done for the betterment and life together as family. Today, we're very happy to acknowledge and thank all of the mothers in the congregation for all of your behind-the-scenes work. We bless you. We are grateful for you. We thank you. Well, friends, when the curtain is pulled back, things get revealed, don't they? You know, there is, maybe your mind has already gone here. There is that great scene at the end of The Wizard of Oz when the great and powerful Oz had been trying to intimidate and frighten Dorothy and her friends, and it was working. They were scared. They're sort of running around wanting to get away. And right when all hope seemed to be lost, Dorothy's little dog, Toto, runs. And he bites the curtain and pulls it back. And there is Oz hiding behind the curtain. Well, it turns out that the great and powerful Oz was nothing more than a manipulative, feeble, deceitful little old man. It's amazing, isn't it, that sometimes when the curtain gets pulled back, things get revealed, people can be exposed for who they truly are, and sometimes the reality of that can be quite troubling. And of course, we remember his famous line right after that happens, right? Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Still continuing, attempting to masquerade, to manipulate, he's lying right there into the face of Dorothy and her friends. Well, the movie, the Wizard of Oz, has always been very chock full of allegory and great expose, actually, of a lot of the abuse of political power and things like that. But the reality of things is that humans, it's part of our nature, we want to know what's going on. We want to see. We want to see what's going on. So again, here in Revelation, we begin to have a view into all things as God sees them. Things past, things present, and things future. Things of this world, things of the heavenly world, things of the cosmic realm. And again, some of the things we can understand. But most of the things that have been revealed, we will never be able to wrap our minds around in this world. But there is a desire of knowledge, a desire of knowledge that has long been a desire of humanity, as long as humanity has existed. And that desire, friends, was manipulated from the beginning when Adam and Eve fell to the deception of the serpent and the desire to have knowledge. Since that time, humanity has desired to always have more and more knowledge. Knowledge leads to things that we can control, things that maybe we can even manipulate, like the lizard. We desire to control or have the perception of control, even of others, of people, of situations, of so many things in life. We always want to know, too, what God is doing next. What is God doing? What is God up to? We want to know and we want to understand, but we don't always get what we want. In Revelation 7, again, we begin to see the good news of God, of Jesus Christ, through pain and suffering. John has been given this continued vision of the curtain being pulled back, and there is the Lamb, Jesus, opening these seven sealed scrolls. We read all about that in chapters 5, 6, and 7. And what John sees is quite challenging. It's a little bit frightening at times. It is impossible to fully understand because humans cannot wrap our minds around God's mysteries. But what John sees things like four horsemen. He sees martyrs. He sees disasters. He sees silence. He sees extensive pain and suffering. John sees a world that looks like it's coming to an end. John sees things that can be similar to maybe what we're watching on the news these days, or what we read in blogs, or what we listen to in podcasts. When it comes to everyone wanting to know what the world is coming to. Isn't that a question that we ask all the time? What's the world coming to? I can't believe these things are happening. What is the world coming to? We want to know what the world's coming to. We want to know how to survive the world. We want to know, sometimes we want to maybe be the first one to say, see, I had it right. I knew what was coming. I had it right. So we're all essentially trying to reveal the great and powerful Oz, aren't we? We're trying to maybe even be the great and powerful Oz. Are we supposed to worry about such things? Are we supposed to worry about things that are to come? Are we supposed to try to sort everything out, answer all the questions, predict the end, and prove to everyone else that, yeah, I had it right the whole time? This is the control that humanity seeks when we look behind the curtain. Well, Scripture tells us, friends, that when we're looking for answers sometimes, we better be pretty careful on the motivation behind seeking those answers. There are questions that cannot be answered in this world, in this lifetime. And quite frankly, I don't believe we would want to know the answer to some of the questions, even if we could wrap our minds around it. John the Apostle saw troubling visions. And after he saw everything, that was to take place, that had taken place, that was taking place at that moment, God's glory begins to be revealed. God's glory is revealed. And then what was received was not answers, but God's glory. Through the pain and the suffering that John saw, through the pain and the suffering that John experienced in his own life, remember he was, when he received the revelation, he would have been 90 years old and exiled on an island in the Mediterranean Sea, experienced a life of pain and suffering physically, mentally, emotionally. Though through everything, John had the comforting promise of Jesus, the Lamb of God, the only one worthy of opening the sealed scroll and giving a true glimpse of what is actually behind the curtain. And what comes next? We always want to know what comes next. What comes next is an acknowledgement of who God is and worship. An acknowledgement of who God is and worship of God. This is what comes when the curtain is pulled back. There is no control or manipulation or deception. There is no feeble, frail old man trying to trick us or scare us or confuse us. There is the Trinity. There is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There is the only one who is worthy to be praised and worshiped. In the character of him who is actually behind the curtain, the character of him is comfort during pain, is comfort during suffering or loss or confusion or anxiety or fear or abuse. The comfort of the Savior. With the Lamb, there is no fear, only worship. With the Lamb, there is no manipulation, only his presence. With the Lamb, there is no sadness or confusion, only God giving us the enduring hope that he is the one to hold us close enough that he would wipe away every tear from our eyes. This is what we see when the curtain is pulled back. In a life that is full of pain and suffering, trial and tribulation, when our eyes are fixed upon what is seen, Jesus, and what he has done for us, we no longer trouble ourselves about what is unseen or what is beyond our control. And we do well to remember the words of Jesus in the Gospel of John shortly before he was handed over to be arrested, tortured, and killed, when Jesus said, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Friends, the only place that is secure for our hope, endurance, and peace is in the arms of Jesus Christ our Lord. We may not know exactly what's coming next, but we know the nature of our Lord, and we know the blessings that he has already given, and will continue. And so then, we continue to look for him as the source of it all. Amen. Amen.